So just going through path of the Maisa, a person wants to wash his hands in a way which is meeting the preferred way of washing his hands. So the first step would be a person if his hands are wet beforehand, according to the Chazon Ish, a person should dry his hands. According to Mishabura, a person does not have to dry his hands. So if a person wants to be machmer on that, he should start off that his hands are dry, that the handle of the kli is dry as well. The kli should be shalem. The kli should not have any cracks in it, should not have any holes in it. And preferably a person should not use a disposable kli either. Okay. A person should make sure that there's no chatzitza on his hands. If there is a chatzitza, a person should wash his hands one time, not as an atila, to remove any of the any dirt which is there, and then dry his hands, and then wash his hands the correct atila. But the minigas we have, we take the kli with your left hand, and you pour first on your right hand. A person should pour a revius, at least a revius, on each hand. Now, when you pour revius in each hand, you have to make sure that you wash all the way up to your wrist. The ikur makom l'tila, we said in the case of Bidyamin, is to the knuckles. So we want that revius on your hands. The Chazon Ish says you should make sure the revius goes, that there's revius going on the area of your fingers to the knuckles. And more also to the wrist. But if you pour most of the revius onto the palm of your hand and less than revius onto your fingers, you didn't accomplish what you want to accomplish. You want to preferably put the revius onto where the fingers are and then move the rest water onto the palm as well. A person should make sure that the water reaches every single part of your fingers in between the fingers as well. A person should be makbet about that. When we wash tefillah, we mentioned that the person the chachilah should have kavanah that this tefillah should be matar his yadayim. It's not kavanah l'shem mitzvah, that's a general rule. We have any mitzvah we do, we should have kavanah l'shem mitzvah. A person should have that in mind as well. But a person should have in mind that the kavanah l'shem tahara. After the tefillah, we mentioned there's a din of shivsho. A person rubs his hands together, holds his hands up, makes the bracha. He should make the bracha before he dries his hands. He should only dry his hands afterwards. The person should make sure that when he dries his hands, the hands are dried well to the point of that there's very minimal moisture on your hands. Preferably that you're totally dry, but if there's minimal moisture, not enough to moisten something else, that's okay as well. We mentioned there should not be a hafzik between the finishing the drying and hamotzi more than about 10 seconds. We also mentioned, in a case you're going from room to room, a person should continue his drying process. So when he gets to the second room, you have this very minimal lapse between the time of the drying and the actual saying hamotzi. So Be'ez Hashem, I would like to do the demonstration of this. Next time we're learning together, which I'm not sure, that might be tomorrow or Sunday, and then we're going to move on to Hilchos Chanukah. Have a good morning.